Let's begin. So this is Chaf Gimel. And the last year we ended that when it came to the Shoar Nisgal, yeah, you can mater, meaning to find it, to execute this Shoar Nisgal, a Shoar that killed another person had to be killed by a majority of one, unlike other din nefashot. But with respect to all that other din nefashot, it's the same. So the question is coming in, and what are the differences? How many differences are there between din nefashot and din memanot? And the Mishnah says, it says, Anantin Tisha, Tanra Bichia is, we'll get to Rabbi Chiya in a minute, but we have the, what we have so far ourselves is only nine. Well, you'll see there's 10. So if we go through the 10 very quickly, firstly, potim l'schut, you start with the schut, that's when it comes. Well, I'm showing the differences by din and nefashot. Also, you need a shtaim, you need two to be a majority. Machzirin l'schut, you can return a case, reopen a case for the benefit of the person, but for their detriment. That was referring to the Talmidim. I don't think I explained it so clearly yesterday. That we said if someone's melamed schut, he can't melamed a chovah when it comes to a dinah nefashot. Again, at what point of the trial that is, or how limited is, we saw the debate. Next is you cannot finish dinah nefashot in laila, in remember laila. Also, gomrim lechov lemachar was another one. This is up to number eight now, that when it comes to dinner fashot, if it's going to find the person guilty, you only finish the case the next day. Potrim menatzah, the open, mean the deliberation starts with the lowest of the dayanim. Also, the final one is rak miuchasim. So if you didn't count that equals 10, miuchasim, meaning those who can, kohanim levim Israel, we say, can be dayanim on a dinner mamonot. Those are the 10 differences. However, what's interesting, the Mefarshim may explain that really two are one and the same. The 23 and the miuchasim sort of go hand in hand. Because Bedomim Lecha was the pasuk we said. I'll show you here. It says the Ena Kol Kshirim of the Esrim. This is Korban Eida. The Esrim Shalosh Chanim is really one. The Mai Tam Ena Kol Kshirim. Why is it that you can't have that? Not everybody's kasher. Mamzerim can't be. You need 23. Dahinu Sanhedrin. It says Vanasu Itcha Bedomim Lecha. And that was a pasuk we learned that you can't have like psulim to be the dayanim, and that's learned from the same source. That's why I count it as one. Okay, however, the point is where we're getting now is Tanu Reb Chiya Achadasa, there's actually 11. So the question is, Hai Dinei Tartei Achronaita, what are the extra two he adds? One is a Saris, but Kol Mishiyash Shlo Rabbanim, anyone who hasn't any children, is Kasher L'Dinei Mamonot. Yes, you can be on a financial case, but you cannot be a Dana on Dinei Mashot. Why? Because the concern is that these individuals, since they can have children, not going to be Rachmanim. In other words, a certain level of compassion is built in an individual once he has children, dependency that you don't that that is developed in such an individual. It sounds like that you don't have by a someone who's Ein lo banim. Okay. Rabbi Aval says b'shem Rav Yochanan, af pachot mi ben esrim, also someone who is less than 20 v'shloya v'yish de sarot, has not yet produced two maturity hairs, because we said if someone doesn't produce two hairs of maturity, that once it reaches, then we'd wait till it reaches the age of gadol, of 20 to be considered a gadol, right? And is defined as saris. But nonetheless, if someone hasn't, he's over the age of 13, hasn't produced a rod, is kashin din mamonot v'lo b'din and nefashot. And it says v'yashev b'dino shel shor. But nonetheless, when it comes to our niskal, it seems to be that is okay. Why? Interestingly, here it says, well, commentator says two different ways to understand this. One is hanisk in a shor niskal who kashin din mamonot. Okay, because it seems to be we're looking at the mamonot aspect here when it comes to this case. Inami kushi, the yoshev question mark. Havada kiven avinu nesrim v'tsholosh tzrich shiyeh kulam ruim leSanhedrin. So it's either betmiya or it's written not betmiya. But again, it's not so clear what you do with that line. Yoshev b'nei b'noshel shor. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanin says I'll give you two more because it says tlat asrei is actually 13. What are the extra two differences we find between a dinei mamonot and dinei nefashot? First is danin shtei, if you like, sorry, shnei dinim. Shnei dinei mamonot, sorry, beyom echad, ve'ein danim shnei dinei nefashot beyom echad. So what is this extra two? It seems to be there's only really, well, it's really one here, but it's kind of seems to be counted as two. But it says as follows, you cannot rule by two dine nefashot on the same day, but you can do two dine mamonot on the same. But again, the qualification is Amarabi Rabbi Avin afilo no efa no afet. So here I'll show the Korbanator. He says the dafka bat kohen or bo'ala. Only talking about an incident where it's a bat kohen and bo'ala, because in that situation, a bat kohen who has a relationship That's an affair, we says. Shehi besreifa, she gets mitasreifa, and he gets mitachenek. So there's two different capital punishments. Dahavale shnei dinim. Aval shneim shemita echad. If, however, two individuals have the same punishment and the same transgression, could go on shtei mechalei Shabbos of the kochavim, then you would be able to dan shtei dinim yom echad. Okay, that's the qualification that Rav Avin brings here. So that closes off, if you like, all the different dinim. Now let's go back to the case of this, looking at the Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin Haitab, this big Sanhedrin, it says, by the way, so it's not the big Sanhedrin, my mistake. It's Sanhedrin of Hisrim Vashalosh. And you'll see it continues on talking about Shalosh Shor, where we know that first Hisrim Vashalosh. So Sanhedrin Haitab Chatzi Goran. It wasn't in a line of Dayanim, they were in a semicircle. Kadesh Yuro in Zeetze, so that the Dayanim could see one another. And it wouldn't be in a full circle because then they wouldn't be able to see the Edim, Baladin, and things like that. So we'll have to see what's in the center as well as see one another. V'shnei sofrei dainim omdim lefnehem, and two scribes would be in front of them. Achad miyamin echad small, one to the right and to the left. V'kondi v'rei mezakim v'dorei mechayvim. And one would write all the arguments to acquit the person, other person, and the other would write all the charges, if you like, or rationale to incriminate the individual. However, Yehuda says, Shlosha, there are actually three. Echad, kod divrei mechayim, echad mirosh mezakim. The first two is like we've already explained. V'ashlishi, the third, who could have divrei, would write both. Divrei mezakim or divrei mechayim. There's a discussion here between Korbanei, if you like, and the Pnei Moshe, in terms of why, what was the necessity of the extra third. According to the Korban Eidah, that was to ensure accuracy, less pressure, if you like, and they would be able to write it. I'll show you here. The reason I add more pressure, less pressure, because it says, Shosha havud, shmitoch torach hatamim, shirbu aleihem yitu, all the different, arguments, they might make a mistake. Elachad kotev divrei mezakim, echad divrei mechayim, v'ashlishi kotev divrei kulam, u'mitoch she'ein torach rav aleihem, there's not, if you like, that much pressure on them. Lo'iktu, they won't mekatzer, ve'im yato, and if they make a mistake, yochiach katav shel shlishi. Then they can simply look at, if you like, the other opinion, so that it will be, if you like, self-correcting. Let's still talk about that. That it was almost like a way of ensuring the accuracy. That's really important, his position. However, interesting, the Pnei Moshe says, no, because you need shtei edim al devarim mezakim v'shnei edim al devarim mechayavim. It's an inyan of having, like, almost like the scribes are acting as edim, if you like, so therefore you need two, just like edim for anything. So it's very interesting, different directions. Again, Komaneda says it's got to do with ensure the accuracy of the content, and Bnei Moshe says no. He requires almost like an edus in the or edut in the writing. Okay, let's continue. There were three rows of talmidim that sat before them. The kol echad makirim. Every person had their place. And I think we discussed it before. Dobin asked a question. I think this comes clear now in the sugya. Let's say they needed to fill a seat from one of the actual Dayanim. Either he died or something happened, if you like. How would they fill that seat? Or it could have been promoted to a high Sanhedrin, even though I don't think that's what it says here. It says, again, the commentary says just maybe one of them died. Then you take Sumchim min Rashona, you take from the first row of Talmidim. Okay? The Chad min ha. So, that, and then obviously there's a vacancy now in row number one, so they take someone from row number two. There's a vacancy in row number two, they take someone from row number three. And now, since there's a vacancy in row number three, they have to take someone from the Kehillah, promote someone to sit in the three rows of Talmidim. Okay? However, which seems to be that you don't just simply in the seat that's been vacated. The way that Mepharshim explained here is it's almost like everyone's snake trails up. You shift across a seat. So it's almost like a big queue to explain it. That it's not like, oh, you've got some genius, he can come in from the Kehillah and now jump to row number two or somewhere else in the line. It sounds like it's a queue process. Okay? I'll just show you here. It says, Ella, what? With the commentator, but Makomairula Hashura. He would be at the end of the line. I'm just saying explicitly here. Hashurot. I think it's quite clear the way the commentator understand it. It is in a queue type of fashion. The Kol B'nei Ashron Nimshachim Ish Ish L'Malamim Komo. They all sort of shift up. וממלא זה מקום של זה. מפני שהקטן שבדיים גדול מן גדול מן הגדול שבשורה הראשונה וכן בשנייה. הלכך כי ניידי ונה מובה כולו ניידי. They all sort of move up כשמת אחד מהם ומושבים אחד, מושבים אחר חליפיו. Again, so it seems to be that they move up, places vacated, they need to fill it, and everyone shifts. וכולם צריכים, and they all need to לנוד איש איש ממקומו. Okay, because again, I think my question was, well, can you skip places and reorganize? It doesn't sound like it according to the Kormana Ada's understanding. It seemed to be it was very much in a Jew-like fashion.
That sounds like a waste of perhaps exceptional talent.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not just a matter of talent, it's a matter of experience as well. Yeah, like in other words, the point of them sitting there is not just to be on in queue, it's for them to learn and see experience and, you know, and
I understand.
Anything
but,
to do anything to do with age?
I don't know. It doesn't mention anything like that at all. The
no,
assumption is one was
you can't be
Gadol
very intelligent
permanent.
If you're young, and you can be less intelligent when you're in your mid-40s.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I also had this suspicion as well, but it seems from the simple reading of the Korban Eda that it was like we read it together. We went through it together. It seemed like we're mamash in a queue. Okay. Let's continue. Now, yes, let's continue. Gemara says, Rabba bar Yasis is, I'm sure maybe other people will holak on this. I don't know. Because Chad Mina Rishon, you may understand the mission differently. But it seems to be mamash. It sounds like what we read the Korban Eda is a queue. Okay. Now, Rabba bar Yasis is b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ne'emar kan Eda v'nar kan lahana Eda. Now, here the Mepharshim say, all this is sort of being pulled in from Masechta Megillah. Again, one of these copy paste type of situations that refers to how do we know we need a minyan of 10 people and the Geresh Shafa Eda Eda, which we've seen many times. Okay, the Gemara says, Maitila Rav Mimatnita. Menita Ma'va Havi Zanav L'Ariot V'lo Rosh L'Shualim. We see in the Pirkei Avot, it says one should be the Zanav l'arayot, the tail of a lion, rather than the head of foxes. Now, the mashal amar have a rosh l'shualim v'lo zanav l'arayot. It seems to be, the mashal seems to be otherwise, the other people say. But why does the Mishnah say zanav l'arayot rosh l'shualim? That is because the taninan sorcha l'smoch somchim mireshona. In other words, that's almost like an encouragement to say, oh, you were the big shot, you were the rosh of the shualim by being the head of a particular row. And now you seem to be the bottom of the next row. No, it's best to be the Zanav Arayot mi Rosh HaShualim. It's like that's like their courage. Let's continue. Ketzed Mayamin Alaidin, this next mission, Halachatet. So how would they warn the witnesses? Oh, regarding Eide Nefashot. Hayu machzin otam, they'll bring them in. Umayamin otam alayim, and they'd warn them. Shema tamu uman. Maybe your opinion you're carrying is by estimation. We'll see what estimation means in a moment. Umishmua, maybe you heard it by way of rumor. Edmi Pied, or you heard it from another witness. Mipi Adam Neman, or someone you trust thoroughly, Shamanu. Or Shemesh En Adam Ata Yodea Shesofan Livdok. Maybe you didn't know that we're going to show you, we're going to interrogate with the process of Drisha and Chakira. This not just base questions, but this thorough interrogation. Hayu Yodim Shaloki Dine Mamot, he should understand Dine Mamot financial management is a different Dine Fashot. Dine Mamot Adam Noten Mamon Umit Kaperlo. Let's say you lie and make it up. Okay, you want to Shuva, pay the person back. However, if you are providing false testimony, what you'll do is has impact for generations. It can't be recovered. It doesn't get to be killed, right? So it says, "V'din avashot damol v'dam zarov tulimbo." Not only are you responsible for the death of this person who's on trial, but also for the future generations that would have come out of it. Where do you see this? Shigamatinu b'kayin kisharaget hevel. When Cain killed Hevel, ne'amar kol d'mei achicha tulim alay medadama. The bloods of your brother are calling out from the Nile. Why the bloods, plural? Eino omer dam achicha ela d'mei achicha, meaning dam, damod, the dam zarotav. They're not just his blood, but also the potential generations of people that could have come from him are crying out. Look what you've done. However, now the Gemara continues with other drashas. That's what the Mepharshim explained, if you remember. That it's almost like the blood of Hevel was all over the place because he was trying to perforate and find out whether the murder never occurred before. So where does the neshama come out of? So this is like one of the interesting, fortunate, tragic cases. Lafichach, nivra adam yechidi. So therefore, man was created alone. Ba'olam. Lelamed shekol ha'me'aben nefesh, to teach you, to show you the importance if you kill one person. Achad malim alav ki ilu ibet adolam. That, again, if the world's created for one person, if you like, and you create, if you kill one person, it's like destroying our world, Olam Maleh. If you save one person, you've also saved the entire world. Also, to encourage peace, like, you know, children, kindergarten talk that my Abba's bigger than your Abba type of thing. No. Now, we all came from this, we're all part of the same family, came from the same person. No one has a greater claim than another person of their own greatness. And also, the heretics won't say, oh, do you know why there are multiple different human beings that were created in the beginning? Because each god had their own representative in this world of Machu Gaza, Chas V'Shalom, right? Also demonstrates the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A human being, if he wants to bake a coin, for example, he uses one impression, one imprint, and they all come out exactly the same. He made one mold, if you like. In other words, Baruch Hu tava et kol adam bechotamo shel adam rishon. But nonetheless, ein echad mehem domeh lechaveiro. And all humanity that came out, each and every single human being, is different from one another. And I will discuss this in more detail. Now, this Bishvili Nivra Olam, the Korban Eda says, someone, not that it was created for me, but rather that I am important, I am significant in this world. Therefore, just as killing another human being is like destroying the world, by me wasting my life, I will be destroying an entire world. Look at the sense of responsibility I have. That's kind of the idea. Shemdo malanu latzarazot. Back to the Edim. If someone says, well, why should I have this bother? Halo kvar ne'amar v'hu ed o ra'a o yada. But not second. You've got a responsibility to be an aid. Says, v'shema tomar malanu l'chol b'damo shel zeh. If the Edim say, these are real Edim now. Because we don't want to discourage them too far that they're, even if they're real, true, proper witnesses, then I want to testify. Like, we've got to, like, back off a little bit to an extent. So they said, look, okay, we're crucial witnesses, but I don't want to get involved and have someone else's blood on my hands. We say, no, that it's a positive thing, good thing, that if there's a Russia here to rid the world of. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's on the Gemara. How would they warn the witnesses, etc., etc.? And one of the things was me'umad, meaning by estimation. So what would that be? We saw Reuven chasing Shimon in a particular way, and Reuven had this sword in his hand. And we saw Shimon dead, and then we saw Reuven walking out with a scythe, the sword in his hand, dripping with blood. So it seems pretty, you can be pretty confident that Reuven was the one that killed him. But did they see the murder? No. So they can't dare testify that they warned and saw them. Well, you also need a warning as well, but they can't say they saw the murder. It's by very, very logical deduction, but that's not sufficient to in Beit Din Shel Mata. So it's Amar Reb Shimon ben Shetach, Ere ben Nechama im lo ra'iti rodef achar acher. He says, Nichnas l'churva, and Nichnas karab, u'matzativ harug v'l ze yotze u'vetzayif menatef dam. Again, Reb Shimon ben Shetach said there was an individual that came to him who said that exactly the situation. He saw someone chase someone else, knife in hand, the pursued was killed, the pursuer came out with blood dripping from his sword, and Amarti lo ereba nachama shezu har shezuro. You know, and the person, and he says, I'm quite certain that this individual committed the murder. Aval ma ese, what can I do? She'ein damach, damach masu biadi. Sorry, start again. Let's get details straight. Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach was the one, let me start again, who saw this whole incident. So let me explain it right. And when the so-called murderer came out with blood dripping from his sword, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach said to him, Amarti lo, Ereba Nechama, in other words, almost like a shvua, that you healed him, but what can I do because your blood is not handed to my hands, meaning I can't do anything about it because I didn't see the actual murder. Ela hayodeh machshavot, he who knows all thoughts, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yefarem, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the matters into, like, take care of this situation. And I speak latzet misham, they didn't leave that place, misham ad shekhisho nachash v'met. Meaning it didn't take long before a snake came and bit the murderer, meaning Hashem in this situation, through divine intervention, if you like, end up killing this murderer, executing for the murderer. Okay. In other words, once again, it wasn't a matter Shimon Peres could take into his own hands because he didn't see it all. So he's Moisel LeShamayim, and Shamayim took care of it. Yes, Dovi was saying.
And there's no provision in the sense of justice for doing something else.
There is. We'll get to that.
Okay.
You'll see that. There are some situations where Beit Din can do that. Now, so I'll just explain. We'll get to that soon. But this is more based on other. If it's even more certain, but some technicality they can't do it. We'll certainly get to that in Sanhedrin. But still, in this situation, there is a possibility he chased after him, and something else happened. He walks out holding the sword. Like there is a. It's not 100% with certainty necessarily. And he's saying, "I'm sure it was you," but again, something else could have happened. So therefore, I'm not sure if this is the same as taking Beit Din taking matters in hand. But we'll see. We'll see our situations where Beit Din can. Okay. So, but I'm not 100%. I'm not. My point is, I'm not 100% confident that this is exactly one of those cases. I don't know. Let's continue. The Gemara says, "Lafichach Adam Nibra Yichidi." So Adam Nibra Yichidi beolam mipnei mishpachot sheloid mitkarot ze bazeh. So the families wouldn't fight with one another that we're from a pure seed. We are the Aryan race, if you like, that type of thing. Okay? Because everyone came from Adam HaRishon. However, v'alot v'rin kavachomer uma im bezman shehen b'nei av echad mitkarot zu bazu. We see this machloket nowadays anyway. Ilu ayu b'nei shnayim. So kavachomer, had there been more than one Adam, kavachomer there would have been tsoros in the world and people fighting each other and saying, I'm from a more a superior race or designation, whatever it is. Wow, what a fantastic one this one. Meaning, so the tzaddikim does say that we are from tzaddikim, you are from Rishayim, so that's why we're tzaddikim and you're Rasha. But more to the point is, therefore, you have no point. It's almost like genetic, let's call it that, sitkut and rishut. You're predisposed to be a Rasha and you have no hope for the future that your children will not be Rishayim. That's the way the Korban Eder says. And that's gonna that if someone is has that perception, what hope is there for them? And they won't even bother trying to do tshuva. I'll just show you here. He says, they'll give up any hope of doing tshuva. Okay, so that's why again it was important we all came from one Adam, let's call it that. Gemara says. Now, again, this is the whole thing that with one print he makes everyone's different. Now, Gemara says, right? In other words, this is the again, he was able to one chotam with seal to make lots of different people, everyone looking different. So, titapech kechomer chotam, this is the Korban says, bizman Titapecha. This is referring to at the time of the tchia, that which is decay will again come form. The idea chotam through that chotam, that mold, if you like, yeah, or stamp really. You Lord Surah, you'll take form, be in a pech boruach, and then shamokami, and they'll stand like as they were clothed. The point is, this is a description of the tchia. Okay, tchiatameitin. But nonetheless, the term chotam is used, as the Pnei Moshe points out. So you see that with one chotam, nonetheless, everyone has a different appearance and look. Now, why was that important? The Gemara says, "Mimnei parts of him. Why does everyone have to look different?" So the Gemara says, "Well, the world wouldn't function if we all looked the same." Because someone could come home and he could end up taking his friend's wife, and everyone looked the same. Or someone will say, "I'm the owner of this field." Well, identity theft, identity fraud would be way too easy. If everyone looked and sounded, looked identical. Tani b'shem Rebbe Meir. Shalosh dvarim shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'bnei Adam. Mare panim, how they look. Daat, the way they think. Everyone thinks differently. V'kol, and also their voice. Mare v'daat, their appearance and their how they think. Mibnei gazlanim, due to gazlanim. Meaning, gazlanim also, they can't seize other person's land and saying it their own. And also, if I'm hiding things, people have their own way of protecting their property. If everyone thought exactly the same, then nothing will be protected. Okay? He says this, everyone will know where their finances are hidden to be able to steal from one another. Why kolo? Kolo mipnei era. That is because of Erva, once again, Shaloi Tchalef Le'isha Ba'ala Mipnei Akol. Again, that again, yeah, in the dark, you only recognize someone by their voice, so there won't be any like issue, I should say, of Isur Arayot. Okay, fine. Let's continue. So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, afilo tinta afilo chitata lo dami lechaverta. Even tinta is like teina, chita, even material objects also are different from one another for the very similar reasons for theft and property and things like that. Adam nivra b'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Erev Shabbos. Why? Kidei sheakranes tchila la'mitzvah. They should come. The first thing he does is come into the mitzvah. Now, what does it mean come into the mitzvah? What mitzvahs? So the Pnei Moshe says, no, it means the Ketusha of Shabbos. They go straight to Kedusha Shabbos. However, what's interesting, Korban Eder says, no, mitzvah is mitzvah. Mitzvah Shabbat. Meaning, the first thing you do is start preparing for Shabbos. What do you mean preparing for Shabbos? It wasn't mitzvah Shabbos. It says, even though there wasn't mitzvah Shabbos yet, Shabbos had Adam and Rishon not sinned, he would have been commanded with all the Torah, and he would have entered into Shabbos and would have the mitzvah preparing for Shabbos. Okay, interesting shot there. Whereas again, Penemish says no, it's about Shabbos, talking about Torah itself. Mitzvah Shabbos, no. Penemish says no, it would have been mitzvah. Let's continue. Why was he created last? The king making a banquet. Meaning, so only once he's prepared the meal does he invite the guests. He doesn't invite the guests and make them wait around. So kach chokhmot banta beita. So to Kosh Baruch Hu created the world with chokhmah. So Kosh Baruch Hu shabana et alom v'chokhmah shneemar Hashem v'chokhmah yasad aretz. So through chokhmah that he created the land. In other words, everything was created with wisdom. It's ordering and it's everything. And it says chatzva amodei shiva. What's chatzva amodei shiva? Elu shivat yemei bereishit. The 7 days, if you like, of creation. Now here, Chatzva Umudeya, here, I'll just show you here. Korbanera says, that even the seventh of Shabbos create there was a creative activity, meaning Menucha was created. Okay. So Tavchatifcha, what's that referring to? That's Elu Yamim, the Naharot, these are oceans and rivers, if you like. The Koltzecha, and everything that was necessary for the world. So in other words, Irev Hayayin Maim, the explanation of Mascha Yaina is a mixture of wine and water. Kachilech, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributed the waters of the world. Those that were able to provide nutrients and things like that. The Irev Ba'aretz Shiyi B'chol HaOlam Kifi Tzorech Human that was necessary for life to exist. La'achilafei, consumption for Shtiyah U'Shat Tzorcheh HaLachodech Bahim Nefesh Kochai. So that's a reference to there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of wisdom in its ordering, if you like, and also for the distribution of water for life supply, if you like. And it says, Umi peti yasurena. Who is a fool that removed from me that Adam Chava? In other words, that means, Korbanet says, Sha'avru adat makom bore kol ela, that they end up going against the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. The Gemara says, Shema tomru malanu mitzara. Let's back to our Mishnah. Why should I bother doing this? It says, and then it says, and this is now referenced, K'tiv yavor harina b'machaneh. This is referring to the instruction of Achav. It says, Omar harina, what's harina? Ze harini. So there's lots of different ways the Mefarshim explain this piece. I can't remember who, I can't remember who the Mefarshim says, Hare ain ani, like, that I'm not happy. But I'll show you anyway the Korban. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy. Now, this is my crossover I said in the beginning of the shiur, before the shiur, sorry. That is another crossover for Shushan Purim. Because when it says, that here it says, the pasuk continues. And then Daf Yud Amud Bet of Megillah. I was just learning this stuff yesterday with my son. This time with Yossi, and it Rebbe Shua. That's where all the Moraim. So Patach Lepitcha. How they were open the drashos of Megillah, and Rebbe Shua Ben Levi brings this also. His way is Poteach the drash of the Megillah was that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not sameach b'banatan shel Rasha'im. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with the downfall of Rasha'im, and Rabbi Yochanan brings this exact pasuk as a proof in the continuation. It says, because at the end of the pasuk it says, Vodu la Hashem, doesn't say kitov, kilolam chazdo. It said hodo kilolam chazdo. That it's not kitov lefanav when the Rasha'im fall before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, as the Gemara discusses there, or others, if you like, in terms of we can even Mesameach if we're being saved specifically for and from it. But if direct concern, that's again the Gemara Megillah discussion. But it doesn't seem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy. Mashirah type of thing. That's what we see by Kriya Amsuf. Okay, the Gemara says, Handralach perek echad dine mamonot, handralach perek echad dine mamonot. So it says, Hayu bodkin oto b'sheva chakirot. So I got chikrot and drishot and chakirot mixed around last time, but the most basic in checks, if you like, is be'ezeh shavua. Shavua is the year of the smicha cycle. Be'ezeh shana, what year? Be'ezeh chodesh, what month? Be'kama b'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezeh yom, what day? Be'ezeh shav, what hour? Or be'ezeh makom. These are the most basic things, and those are necessary also to find the witnesses Eidim Zomamim. Those are the basic necessary chakirot. Rabbi Yossi Amar, be'ezeh yom, be'ezeh sha'ah, that or be'ezeh makom, three is enough. Makirin otam oto v'itreitim bo, do you, atem, sorry, makirin atem bo, do you recognize, you know who he is? Because again, he says Makrinoto here, the commentator says et haharu, the person that was killed, maybe it was Akamu. And now here it says ve'eno ze'eno min hachikirot shemimod azama. These aren't hachikirot because again I said the hachikirot are necessary for what to find the Edim Zomamim. Now how do you find Edim Zomamim? That's where other witnesses can say, come along and say, how is it possible? You know the testimony because you were with us at that exact time at a different location all entirely. So therefore, we need to know the time and location. They're the chakirot. However, so this has got nothing to do with that. But rather, Ella, Kishar, these are part of the bedikot. Got other checks, if you like, she'enu Ella sota edim kashot, to like, if you like, trip up the edim. Shema lo yomar ki divrei chaverot, I could say the same thing. Aval mina chakirot shel hazama iata motzei oto misheva, but there's only seven. So it's not actually mimosif here. More chakirot, I mean those critical pieces of time and date and location, but rather this is other things. So did you, again, do you recognize the person who was killed? Did you warn the killer? Again, you need to try in order to execute a capital punishment. And then just to finish the Mishnah, and aved avodah zarah comes to a case of idol worship, ma'avad. What did he worship? What type of avodah zarah was it? Ubeme'avad. Was it, how did he do this avodah that you think he was avodah zarah? Okay, Beseder, we'll take it from here. That was just the Mishnah. There's a lot to talk about. Kaltov, have a good day.
Thank you.